I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Spinks Meganson, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Planned Parenthood is taking the state of Alabama to court after Governor Robert Bentley halted Medicaid payments to the organization's clinics in Alabama. A federal judge will hold a hearing later this morning on Planned Parenthood's Southeast request for a preliminary injunction. Last month, Governor Bentley announced he planned to terminate agreements allowing Planned Parenthood to be paid for providing services to Medicaid patients. Bentley's action came in the wake of undercover videos shot by abortion opponents accusing the organization of selling fetal organs after abortions. Planned Parenthood denies those accusations and says the videos are misleading. Planned Parenthood says Medicaid patients have a right to choose their health care provider. A 21-year-old woman who has received contraceptive shots from Planned Parenthood recently joined the lawsuit against the state. The FBI wants your help in catching the alleged killer of a Selma woman. APR's Pat Duggins reports the suspect has been on the run for around 20 years.
It was on this date back in 1995 when a Dallas County grand jury indicted Kevin Carter for the capital murder of his girlfriend in Selma. It was 7 years later when a federal arrest warrant was issued charging Carter with unlawful flight to avoid prosecution. Earlier this month, the Federal Bureau of Investigation increased the reward for information leading to Carter's capture to $50,000. Prosecutors say Carter drove to the victim's home, called her to his car, and shot her several times. The attack took place one day after Carter was released from jail after serving time for sexual assault. In addition to asking for help here in Florida, federal investigators are looking into connections Carter had in Ohio, Indiana, and Florida. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.
After suffering its first loss of the season on Saturday, the 12th-ranked Alabama football team is getting set for Louisiana Monroe. The Crimson Tide was down by 19 or more points twice throughout Saturday's game against Ole Miss before finally getting within one score late in the contest. Coach Nick Saban says the difference between winning and losing this past game is having the right fundamentals.
I think our players had tremendous energy in this game, but we have to learn to channel our energy and focus into the right places so that we get better execution on a more consistent basis.
Alabama had five turnovers in Saturday's game, including one on the opening kickoff. Kickoff for this Saturday's game against Louisiana Monroe is set for 3 p.m. It'll be televised on the SEC Network. And officials in one East Alabama city say they're fed up with sagging pants and short skirts, and they plan to do something about it. The Dadeville City Council is expected to discuss an ordinance to penalize people wearing sagging pants or short skirts during a meeting today. Officials with the ACLU have said the ordinance could prompt legal challenges if it's enacted. Now your forecast.
Lots of sunshine upcoming on this Tuesday. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. There will be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms around, but it's not going to be an all-day washout. For your Wednesday, highs again in the mid-80s with abundant sunshine throughout the day. I'm WVUA's Spinks Meganson, and that's your local weather forecast.